one of the guys was a mule skinner, and that guy was absolutely eloquent. He could swear for at least 5 minutes without repeating a single word. And I'm up in the, a couple of years later, I'm up on the Kenai Peninsula, and I hook a king salmon that's about 30 pounds, and it sets in the middle of the pool, and for 15 minutes I strummed the line. I had 8-pound test line on. I pounded on the rod butt, and finally, in desperation, I threw a rock at it. Well, there was at the tail of the pool, there was an island which had all sorts of driftwood piled up on the right-hand side was a channel that was about 3 feet deep, and this king salmon went out the channel. And so I got down below it, because I'm only a quarter mile upstream from Cook Inlet. This is on the Anchor River. To make it move, because it was just sitting there for 15 minutes in the bottom of the pool. And finally, it started to move and went out through this deep channel. So I got down below it, and I'm coming back towards it, slapping the water and retrieving extra line. And the fish went just about between my legs, and that 8-pound test line snapped like a piece of sewing thread. And I was amazed that I could swear for about 3 minutes without repeating myself. I think the use of profanity judiciously is a sign of mental health. I think it's a positive way of. Then I came back to this same pool, and I hooked about a 12-pound steelhead, and that was like being hooked onto a railroad train. I mean, it took off, took out 200 yards of line, and broke me off in one fell swoop. And so I've had two of the biggest fish I've ever seen in my life, and you could see what looked like logs lying in the bottom of the pool, and that were about 4 feet long, and I couldn't span with both my hands. And I hooked another one. He made a run up to the head of the pool and sat down in the middle of the pool, and again I strummed the line, I pounded on the rod butt, I did everything I could think of. But this time, before I threw the rocks, I moved over on the other side where there was a riffle. And when I threw the rocks and he started to move, I put all the pressure I could on him. And when he came down the pool, I worked him out into the shallow water of the riffle. And he was 24¾ pounds, and his picture is on the mantelpiece up at camp. And I put my boot underneath him in the shallow water when he was two-thirds out of the water, and kicked him up on the bank and put my sheath knife in his brain. But that was the biggest freshwater fish I've ever landed. That was 24¾ pounds.